Harihi Om Sahana Vavatu Sahanau Bhunaktu Sahaviryan Karavavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastoma Vidvishavahai Om Shanti 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 Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, then. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Northern Ocean, Eighth Wave, Chapter 49. Page 77, verse 4848. However, the primary rasa for a particular devotee, which manifests in the heart of a devotee by the power of beginningless previous experiences, does not disappear as the vyavichari bhavas or secondary rasas do. Right? So when you have the primary rasa as the whole and the other secondary rasas or vyavichari bhavas as the subordinate or the anga, right? Then when that taste is finished, they disappear. But when you see is when the primary rasa becomes an anga and one of these secondary rasas, you know, that in that aspect become the whole, the prominent. After that's tasted, it means in that position, the primary rasa, never disappears, right? The rati never disappears. But that that secondary rasa, or vyavichari, being the prominent, after its state, it disappears. So whichever position the secondary rasa or the vyavichari bhavas are in, whether they're in the angi or anga, they always disappear. And the rati, the sthayi bhava that the devotee has, no matter whether it's in the angya or angi, it never disappears. So that's how you tell the difference. So, yes?
So, previously it was mentioned that the secondary rasas, they have their own sthayi. So does it mean that the sthayi for the secondary rasas exist always and dependent on the sthayi of the
The primary style, yes,
okay.
Because it's secondary rasa in that it may take that prominence. So that's why it's given that aspect of being a rasa, right? So secondary rasa is because it can become an angi, right? It can become the whole, but because it disappears. Therefore, they're classified as vyavichari bhavas. Right? So they're not one of the 33. Some of them are connected there, but they have their own nature like that, because vyavicharis will be within that. But they act like vyavicharis, though they can take that position of the angi, or the, you know, the whole, and then the sthayi bhava can take the as anga. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that's why they can be discussed in those two ways. You know, so the easiest is that, because they're not one of the 30, because otherwise, oh, so are they the 33? No. They're their own nature.
Yeah.
But at the same time, as like vyabhicharis, they disappear, so they're just temporary things that come up and then go. Well, the rati is always there. That always remains. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Now it makes sense that previously it was mentioned 41, so 33, 7 secondary, and 1 primary. That makes
yes.
it 41.
Yes, yes, yes. That's exactly. So then that all together, then that's your, those are the flavors The others then, the honor bhavas will be the activities you do. The sattvika bhavas will be the effects on the body, you know, that are effects that are not thought about. Because when you want to do something, like Mother Yashoda sees Krishna, she wants to cook. She's using her intelligence to think, I want to cook, so it's an anubhava. But let's say her hair's standing on end, that's a sattvika bhava. That's not coming because of intelligence. That's just become because of the life airs. Is that... So all that together becomes the taste. You know, Krishna, who's so dear, then there's some aspect, some feature of him that then you appreciate. Right? Then you want to be engaged in service. Right? So that's the difference, is that the Shanta Ras, you're only appreciating. But we see is the upper four rasas, they want to do something. So they're inspired to do something. That's the Anubhav. Right? And it may have some other aspects that appear similar, you know, like this, but, you know, in activity. That's why you'll see is there's general ones, but then there's one specific to the rasa. Like the coward boys, then they want to wrestle with Krishna, or they want to do something like that. Like the junior ones, they want to, you know, fan Krishna, or make a garland for him, or... Does that make sense? So when you see the Lord, or see the deities, and you want to do something, like you want to sing, or you want to circumambulate, or you know, you want to offer obeisances, that these are that's the aspect of Anubhava, right? So that then the things that come up with the body, that those are static symptoms, and then all the other secondary and vyabhichari aspects, that all the emotional aspects. So all that together, that's called rasa. So when the secondary rasa, you know, takes the prominence, it's a rasa because it'll be in that place and everything else will be there. So, yeah? So of the primary, then there's only going to be the primary one is there. Others can support, but they'll only be the one primary. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Only took 8 years, but hey. You know, that's the point. It's just that we're not used to this at all. You know? You know, as emotional and refined you get, I'd like to do this, or he'd like to do that. You know? Or, yeah, so I don't care, or, oh, okay, so... And that's very refined. That's a real gentleman, right? You know? Yes.
To make it clear, yesterday we spoke about Vatsalya, and it takes precedence, and it doesn't have friends among the rasa.
Yes.
Now we say that only one primary rasa can be there at a time.
Yeah, it means as the sky, there can only be the one.
It means we put in all the five primary rasas in the same place as Vatsalya. I mean, in the same position.
No. Well, when Prabhu was mentioning there about you have, it mentions 41 elements of rasa. The one is your particular rati. The other ones aren't included. Like that. Does that make sense? So that position, there's only one. Does that make sense? Others may be there in the background, they can support, but they can't be that one. Then the Vyabhicharis, there's 33, the secondary rasas, and there's 7. Does that make sense? So here is what we're saying, is that combining means it's not that, because then here also you have the aspect, what maybe unclear here is that there's the aspect of who's experiencing the rasa? You know, who's it's directed towards? It's directed towards Krishna, the devotee, or someone else? Just like you see so many times they're talking with Radharani about something Krishna's doing. Right? So you have the different who's tasting. Like we mentioned before, Subal dressed up as Radharani, for him he's having good fun in friendship rasa. But it invokes in Krishna the conjugal. So you can say these rasas are mixed. But it doesn't then go against the thing. Subal is just in that one rasa. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? You know, and even if you have a touch of the others, like you see, Yudhishthira, there'll be that. I think with him, it's friendship with a touch of parental, or is parental with a touch of friendship? Went like that. I think they're all friends. So it'll have that touch of that, but it's still the primary. It's still there in their kind of assisting. So it doesn't replace. That's the point of the Stai Bhava. It never becomes replaced. So what we're meaning is, with the parental rasa, none of the other rasas really function. Does that make sense? It means, let's say the kids are playing in the room with their friends, and the servants are doing their duties in the room also. So they do their thing, the boys do their thing and that, but if the parents walk in, both those rasas and what they're doing, they just stop. So the boys can't then interact with their friends. If they do, then there'll be a problem. And the servants, now what they were doing and that, now it has to be directed at the parents that are there. Does that make sense? So it's just, it has the nature of when it's in the room, it takes up all the space. Does that make sense? That's just the way, the nature of it. Right? You know, it's like, say the parents are there and the Shanta Bhakta is there and appreciating the greatness, but that, as long as that doesn't get in the way of Mother Jashoda doing her work, they can sit over on the side and talk all they want. But they can't take part. Does that make sense? So basically, when that's there, everything else becomes subservient. So that's why it doesn't have any other friends. Right? Does that make sense? There may be some neutral aspects, but it doesn't have friends. You know, it's like if the coward boys are there, it's all right. And they have a little bit as long as it's controlled. Servants can be there, they can have that mood as long as it's controlled. Does that make sense? The Shanta also is long as the control. The conjugal just can't manifest at all. Is that, you know, so that they're enemies. You know, and as far as, let's say, the coward boy's having a good time, then this also has that element. But they can function. Does that make sense? So it's just a matter, when we say enemies, it just means how much it's restricted manifestation. So they're not actually enemies. It just means how much is the restriction. So that's the common term that's used. It's used in astrology and all that. It's the same thing. And so therefore, conjugal is completely restricted if parental is there. Right? Then friendship is quite restricted. No, not completely disappeared. Servants also, it's restricted in that you have to be doing exactly what's doing there. You may have other duties that you're doing in that mood, but you have to then connect here. Does that make sense? Yeah. Srila Prabhupada, there is a good analogy in this connection, showing the relationship between the part and whole. Lord Vamanadeva is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he appeared to have been, quote-unquote, born as one of the brothers of Indra. Although Vamanadeva is sometimes taken as a less important demigod, he is actually the maintainer of Indra, the king of the demigods. Thus, although sometimes Vamanadeva is considered to be a subordinate demigod, his actual position is that of the supreme whole, the source of the entire demigod system. Right? So he's taking that subordinate position, but all 33 million demigods come from him. They're just his arms. So he's maintaining the universe through these demigods as his arms, but it's he who gives the power. In the same way, a rasa, which is actually predominant, may sometimes appear to be manifested in a subordinate way, although its actual position is as the main or prominent loving feeling of a devotee. Srila Jiva Goswami, the word anadi, without beginning, is indicatory only. It represents the condition of the eternal associates. But the principle should also apply to those who have achieved a primary rasa by sadhana as well. Thus, anadi indicates only that the primary rasa has been previously firmly established. It is not like the vyavichari bhavas or secondary rasas. This comparison is used to indicate the difference of the main rasa in the devotee from others. Although the vyavichari bhavas and secondary rasas disappear, the main primary rasa does not. So that's how we're telling the difference. Right? They don't have to be different on all levels. Just this is where the difference is. Because of this, therefore the categories. Therefore there are three categories, right? Primary rasa and vyavichari, that's straightforward. Right? Because one is always there and one's transitory. But then you have secondary rasa, because it will come up, act like a primary rasa, but it will disappear like a vyabhichari. So it'll have qualities of both. Therefore, it has its own category. But because both of them disappear, it's more like a it's counted like a vyabhichari. That's why I said before, some count them as vyabhichari, some don't, as rasas, because both of them are correct. But depending on how you're looking at it, you'll bring out one point or the other. Right. 4.8.49. In a combination of rasas, the primary rasa, which is main angi rasa, by strengthening itself through supportive bhavas, which may be of the same variety or differing, but not enemies, remains independent. Srila Jiva Goswami. The correct version is Svam Atarangaihi. Vijayi Tai means by differing rasas, but not the enemies which were previously mentioned. 28. This means friendly rasas, primary or secondary. Sajatiyaihi refers to other bhavas connected with the same rasa. So when it says, or others, means those that are connected. Right. 4.8.50. The primary rasa which is revealed as one's own, for which the particular devotee is the constant ashraya, remains predominant in that devotee, angi, and other primary rasas become angas. Right? So other primary rasas that are not enemies, then they can become angas. But it's still counted as just one rasa. Is that 4.8.51. Moreover, the other rasas assume the role of anga only in order to increase the taste. So in other words, they're only increasing the taste of the one. Except for this, their appearance would be useless. Right? Because if they're not, in other words, the coward boys, if these other rasas coming up, you know, as angas or angi, if they don't increase their taste and sakya rasa, what's the point? Right. So that's the whole. Srila Jiva Goswami. Other rasas assuming the role of anga in relation to the main rasa is for the purpose of increasing taste and for no other purpose. This is explained in the next line. Without that purpose, their appearance becomes useless. Yes?
Is that angarasa enhances the taste because of the commonality in some vibhavas, anubhavas?
Yes, it has to match.
Yes,
just
right.
Like, let's say you have your lemon juice, and, you know, so then, you know, putting water works very nicely. You know, putting sugar works. You put a touch of salt, it'll work. You could put mint, it would work. You know, so all these things are, and they have their position, you add them. But you wouldn't, let's say, put Corella juice. You know? Right? Now, if you're making a medicine, you know, and your goal is to make something, you know, that has all the good ingredients in it, no matter what it tastes like, then now it becomes an anga, because the point is it's a medicine, not a nice drink or a refreshing drink and all that. So it's just a matter of what you're. So that's why in one rasa something else is it can be an anga, and another one it can't be, because it'll affect it won't support that, it won't bring out the taste.
Basically, when it is not supporting, then it becomes rasavas. And he's going against
the... So you can say yes in that way, but at the same time, it's just a matter of enemy, because it is not allowing the rasa to be manifest. Right? Just like we're saying, the cowherd boys then, with the parental rasa, they can't behave, they can't be boisterous. Mother Jashoda won't tolerate that. Why? Because in the house, then the house is the place for parental rasa. Others can come and support that. So the cowherd boys can come and eat with Krishna. So Mother Jashoda is feeding Krishna, and it increases his pleasure by eating with friends. So then they come and eat also. But they have to follow the rules that Mother Jashoda sets. You know, they have to sit properly, dress properly, talk properly, eat properly. You know, like that. Everything has to be proper. Because then it will add to the atmosphere of her service of that to Krishna. So it's not a selfish thing. It's just a matter of then that taste of parental rasa won't be tasted. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's just like, let us say everybody's sitting at the table, everything's going nice, pleasant conversation, everyone's enjoying the food and all that. Then suddenly, just, you know, just right next to them, somebody drops all the kitchen pots. It means it's not that it adds to their pleasant taste and that, and, oh, now we have some pots also. Oh, yes, this is such a great, great dinner. Immediately, all the taste, all the things, all the interaction, everything stops, and the pots that are dropped become the prominent thing. What happened? What's going on? Why that's there? You know, is anything broken? Is anybody injured? You know, did they just drop the dessert? And so now there's a problem. You know, what's going on? So everything stops. So that means it's not a compatible rasa. You know what I'm saying? Or you can say is that might happen together. So therefore, they all become angas. Of the whatever it is, the fear or, you know, ghastliness or whatever it is that's there, you know. So for the servants, it's fear. For some of the others, they don't know that it's fear. For the host, it's ghastliness, you know. Like that. Does that make sense? So it's just you're presenting the things and then they mix. That's why they go up to a point and they said, like that, you have to mix it. Like that, because you can't get, if you want to get into each thing and each possible thing like that, then the book would become huge. And as it is, we have trouble appreciating it, let alone they get down and, okay, so if you add this and then you add in this and that, if that just this much, you can put any more than that, it can't, but in this one, then this would go. Because, like you see, this one doesn't mix with this. And then it gives an example, shows where it does under this circumstance, but that circumstance it doesn't. So that's the general thing, is generally they don't, but in certain circumstances they'll work. Does that make sense? Yeah.
It is actually, this whole science is the basis of the cultural dealings. Also, like the etiquettes are there where we have restrictions because they don't mix well. Mm-hmm. In special circumstances, mm-hmm. they may mix. So then that etiquette is like, you supersede or override it because it's mm-hmm. a special case within that.
Yes, because it works.
Yeah. We'll come to in Chaitanya Charitamrita many examples like that.
Okay, so that'll be come up. Yeah. Oh, in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
So we can see through this.
Okay, yes. Yeah. So that, yes, that's why there's social etiquette. So people want to break down these traditions and all that, they're impersonalists. Because all it means is I can do whatever I want and I don't care for anybody else. But they're saying, no, everybody can do that. But it just becomes generic, so it's impersonal. It may be pranamoy impersonal rather than anamoy impersonal. But the point is without dharma, you know, without the religious rule, they're showing how all these different things can go together at once. Because it's how Krishna wants it. So we want to do different than that. It's about ourselves. No ifs, no ands, no buts. It's just the way it is. Does that make sense? Yeah. 4852. Unless Anga Rasas are like sweet nectar. Oh, useless. Okay. Useless Anga Rasas are like sweet nectar in which grass has accidentally fallen. And taking the nectar, one also must eat the grass and experience distaste. You know, so you're taking that, it's nice, but I keep spitting out all these, the grass. Srila Prabhupada. When an unconstitutional ecstasy of devotional service is manifested predominantly at a certain time, it is still accepted as the part. If it is not very prominently manifest, it appears only slightly and merges quickly back into the whole. So here's point out, even if we call it the part, and we say it's the whole, meaning it's the angi, it's still only part. But it may take the prominence. Does that make sense? At such times of slight appearance, no consideration is given to it. When one is eating some palatable dishes, one also eats a small blade of grass, he will not taste it, nor will he care to distinguish what its taste is like. Right? Yeah, so if it's prominent, then, you know, it'll get in the way. But if it's fine, it just disappears and you don't notice it. Even if something comes up, he's making here, even if you do, he doesn't distinguish it. You bite into something, what's that? You don't get right into it and try to get the taste. You go, what's that? And then it's gone. And then, because you want to keep tasting the main taste. So there's both the aspect of it's a problem, and at the same time as you have the thing, you couldn't care less about it. So you just pay attention to your rasa.
There is a lot of diversity in all the mixing of...
Yes.
And this is really it seems that every relationship with Krishna, right? Everyone is Krishna in the devotee, means it's always new, always in type of fresh, and
yes.
And the result is always increasing attachment.
Yes, yes. Yes.
In that sense, the spiritual world is always to increase, right?
Yes, it's always to increase.
And the material world is always to...
To create, it means the spiritual world is all the rasa combined to increase your particular relationship with Krishna. In the material world, it's always there, in there that one will not be fully satisfied. Because if you're not fully satisfied, and you look in everything, and you're still wanting... Means, in other words, all the options that are available, you've tried them all, you're still, something's lacking, and you still want. So what is it that you want? No, does that make sense? So it's just like, let's say you're hungry, okay? And let's say I put out a bunch of bowls, you know? One has some rocks in it, one has some sand in it, one has some wood chips in it, or different varieties of wood chips, you know, like that. One has an old shoe in it, you know. One has, the rag we wipe the floor with in it. You know, you can have so many things in there. And but so you'll try each one with the idea, and someone's saying, well, no, if you chew it like this, or you do like this, or you hold your nose, or you know, like this. And so everybody has their different, all the different fads. But after a while, you just go, I'm not satisfied eating any of this. Why? You know, this is what's available, and I'm not satisfied. So is there something more? Why do I want more when I don't see anything more? What's beyond? So that's what the material world's for. So it's, like that. It has the form like the spiritual world because it's a reflection. But it doesn't have the taste. Because rati can only be directed at Krishna. Everything else can be seen in that context. Like you see, Krishna is the angi, everybody else is the anga. So if you see it like that, then relationships work very well. You know, when we take the family is angi and Krishna is an anga, then that's better than nothing. at least you're acknowledging, connecting it to Krishna, but it won't be satisfying. That's why it can't be an ultimate goal. That's why it doesn't. So only when it gets to pure devotion, then, okay, now we're dealing something. And when it gets up to five rasas, okay, then we have. So, yeah. Chapter 50. Further analysis of mixed rasas. 4853. Just as a sweet drink becomes distasteful by mixing with bitter or caustic tastes, the rasas become distasteful by mixing with inimical rasas. Okay. Srila Prabhupada, as already described, if certain kinds of mellows become mixed and there is a joining of opposite mellows, then the situation is called incompatible. When one is eating sweet rice and something salty or sour is mixed in, the mixture is not very tasteful, and it is called incompatible. Right? So let's say, like what the previous point the Prabhupada made, is that something's in the sweet rice, like something salty or something sour. You don't care, it means, it may notice it's salty or sour, but it's not that you try to taste it. It's there, and you're trying to maintain the taste of the sweet rice. So then you'll look to how can you fix it? So, yeah. 4854. So does that make sense? So in other words, the primary rasa, you know, eating the sweet rice, doesn't diminish. It may get distracted, but it's not, you know, but it's not. It means you're not getting the full taste, but you're not interested in that other taste either. It's not that comes up and so you something salty or sour and you think instead of the sweet, oh, I'd like to eat something salty. No. It's just, so that's what Prabhupada is made. One eats a small blade of grass, he will not taste it nor will care to distinguish what its taste is like. 4854. This taste caused by a mixture of Shanta with Madhura Rasa. Possessing Brahma Jnana, I have spent a long time in vows of extreme concentration. But I have not seen from the corner of my left eye the form of Brahman composed of concentrated bliss. Footnote 29. Glancing from the corner of the eyes is an action of lovers. Right? So that's why then it's not it doesn't mix here. Srila Prabhupada. An exemplary instance of incompatibility is a statement by an impersonalist who is lamenting aloud. I have been attached simply to the impersonal Brahman feature, and I have passed my days uselessly in practicing trance. I have not given any proper attention to Sri Krishna, who is the source of the impersonal Brahman, and who is the reservoir of all transcendental pleasures. In this statement there are traces of neutrality and conjugal love, and the resulting humor is incompatible, right? Because he's not satisfied. So he wants to shift. It's not that his Brahman is increased or the other is increased. It's that it's not compatible. Sometimes it is found in places like Vrindavan that a person with a slight devotional attitude of neutral love for Krishna may immediately and artificially try to attain to the platform of conjugal love. But because of the incompatibility of neutrality and conjugal love, the person is found to fall from the standard of devotional service. Right? So because they don't get the taste in that service and conjugal love, so because they're engaging the senses, then they'll fall below that position of neutrality. Does that make sense? So someone's a nice sadhaka, so they're situated nicely, you know, so they're in the liberated position. And they're trying to develop their attraction to Krishna. And so they artificially try then for engaging in activities of the conjugal relationship. But they don't have the adhikar, so therefore then they'll fall from that position because they're that shanta position is because they're controlling the senses. Does that make sense? So from the vijnanamoy platform, as a sadhaka, they're controlling the senses. It's working nicer. They're progressing step by step towards Krishna. But if they try to jump like the sahajas right into that conjugal, absorption, then the problem is then the engagement of the senses, they don't have a, they don't, they control the senses, but they haven't converted the senses. So then engaging those senses means then they'll fall back down into material activity. Like it says, they'll fall from the standard of devotional service. So the engagement, they'll fall below Vijnana Moya. Yes?
Basically, the standard mistake they will do is to take the Uddipanas for the sthai themselves. Because for other devotees, whatever is the Uddipanas, and then
yeah,
it increases the mood.
That's a very good point. Where is that from? Yeah, just like before, they were making the distinction between qualities of Krishna being made, and they were saying these aren't Uddipanas.
Yes.
These are his natural qualities.
Can you explain?
Okay. They're taking the means. They're taking, let's say, the gopis see Krishna. You know, how you say it, in his threefold bending form. So now they want to serve Krishna, right? Because that's an Uddipan. But the point is they're taking that Uddipan as the sty. But it's not. They have that rati of attraction to Krishna, you know, from all the different aspects that are there. And so then how he's behaving or joking, that'll be an Uddipan that's encouraging what's already there. Does that make sense? Let us say, like, the parent has a relationship with the child, and the child says something, you know, cute or that, and the parent may, let's say, pinch their cheeks. Okay? So they already have that rati with the child. And then the Uddipan comes up as there's some joking. You know, because it's part of the relationship. And then the anubhava is, you know, and it pinches the cheeks. Now let's say someone doesn't have a relationship with that child and is wanting to, you know, taste the parental rasa. So they just see the kid and just pinch his cheeks. How much are the kids like that? Right? Not at all. Because there's no rati. So that's the whole point. The sahajiyas just take opportunities that would be the Uddipans, but they're taking it that's my rati, when they don't. So that's what we were saying before, is the forms in the Kriya and Jnana aspects within the Leela, or you can say the Sandini and Samvid aspects, those are there to support the Hladini. So that affection for Krishna, that's in the Hladini aspect. They don't have that, so they simply take the forms. You know, it's like let's say, yes, you know, and I'll go down to the Jamuna, and I'll collect in the water pot, you know, the water for Radharani's bath, and then on coming back, I'll be overwhelmed with such ecstasies that I'll be falling and rolling on the banks of the Jamuna, and all this, and then, you know, Lalita will come, and then she'll, you know, get me to, you know, get, you know, how you say, bring you the senses, and no, come, Shaki, you know, you're so dear. But in that, was there anything about their expression of love towards Krishna? You understand? They're only using, like, the anubhavas and particular Uddipans, you know, the points that you can explain with the words, and taking those and then trying to create this whole thing around that. Does that make sense? So that actual love for Krishna, they don't have. So you see, it's just always centered about themselves. So that's the difficulty. They make these mistakes. So that's the point, is they take these externals, or even more obvious, they take the sattvika bhavas, you know, the crying and rolling on the ground and all that, and, you know. So it's the whole thing, is that you do that let's say you have these professional, you know, you hear it during Gaur Purnima and Kartik, you know, like that. And, you know, somebody will be singing, and you always hear them saying, you know, so they're just doing all these things. So the crying, you know, some can cry, some have to stick chilies up their nose, then they'll be crying. It's stick a chili up the nose, a lot of water comes out of your eyes. And so they somehow or another have that tolerance, and they'll get out there for the performance, and they'll think, oh, such devotion. So that's the thing, is that there's no rati. And in fact, it's all four that everybody will appreciate, and this and that, and you have... You know, sometimes they'll roll on the ground when they're doing, and everyone, oh, like this. If there's someone else on the stage, they may embrace them, and then together they'll roll on the ground, and they think, oh, what ecstasy is going on. So, it's entertainment. You know, otherwise, how do they sit there for all night? They don't have rati, but it's entertainment. You know? And that's why you see it when they're good singers. There's a lot of people there. When you have these guys that aren't good singers, you go, there's no one there. A few people will be there just because they're more pious or something. But does that make sense? So that's the thing, is that they're taking these points, and then they'll mix them, and then they'll be rasa bas because they don't match. We're thinking, oh no, but they're doing all the things just like the gopis do. But the point is what's their rati? You know, so since their rati is not that, and we're talking here shanta. The sahajiyas don't even have shanta. They're on, you know, sense gratification. So sense gratification, they just don't mix.
Comes in the next chapter, Mara.
Oh, so when it gets even more. So this is a further analysis. They're showing how these slight things are a problem. Perverted expression of mellows. Okay, that's the next one. So that means it's getting weird.
Now, actually, it seems that... The next asa is the majority of the people. And, in the sense that if we have if it's not properly directed to Krishna, it makes some inconvenience for Krishna.
Yeah, if it's in context of Krishna, but it's not actually directly Krishna, then it's a problem.
Yes.
You know.
But it's like.
Material drama. Yeah, they're just presenting it as if, means we're talking sahajas here, they're just presenting it as if there's something advanced. You know, any of these groups, the caste Goswamis, the, you know, all these owl bowels, you know, this and all of them. Yeah, it's just all, you know, that's what Bhakti Siddhanta says, Hari Thakur, in one of his presentations. He's talking about the Shaki Bakis. Have you ever seen a Shaki Baki? Anyone seen? Yeah. You have these, the local Bengali, you know, sadhu, you know, and as sadhus, they have a beard, literally. And they're wearing a sari. You know? And much of the time, because they are sadhus and all that, and they're renounced, and they're trying to do like that. They wear white saris, so they don't wear colorful saris. You know, and so you know, if you're walking by, you see, you know, if you just think it's some lady or something like that, but then suddenly if you see him from the front, it's kind of like what? And what's even more fun is when they put that little teardrop pearl in their nose, hanging from the nose. That then it gets really weird. You know, and I'm sure you check, they've got earrings and the whole thing. So then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is saying, you know, is that this Shaki Baki is there. And, you know, he may be rendering service or something like that. Now, what happens if the wind blows and the cloth blows away? Then it'll be very embarrassing. You know, so it just doesn't match at all. So here, further analysis, we're talking within the rasas that don't match, how you don't mix them. So before has been showing proper mixes and what's anga and angi, right? But here is showing which ones don't, like which ones are enemies, this, that, you just don't mix them. And then the next one, it'll be where they're just downright wrong. Okay. Four 8:55. Dasya with Madhura Rasa. Right. So we'd Shanta with Madhura. So does he just go through each one like that? Sakya with Vatsalya Dasya. Okay. Just shows all the different. Dasya with Madhura. My mind desires to see that Lord more affectionate than a million fathers, whose lotus feet are worshipped by devatas and sages, who is the Lord of Lakshmi, and whose body shines with the nail marks of beautiful women. Srila Prabhupada. Incompatibility was expressed by a great devotee on the platform of neutrality when he sarcastically prayed, "I am very anxious to see Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is many millions of times more affectionate than the Pitas, forefathers in the Pitri Loka, who is always worshipped by the great demigods and sages. I am a little surprised, however, that although Krishna is the husband of the goddess of fortune, his body is often marked with the nail pricks of ordinary society girls." Here's an example of incompatibility due to a mixture of neutrality and high conjugal love. Right? Because you have to see what's being brought out. Because here it says, you know, he's then a million fathers. Then that might have the aspect of dasya. Right? But at the same time is pointing it out as a million of Pitris, then you're bringing it more into the tattva aspect. And so then it just means he's great. So then you're appreciating his greatness.
The lotus feet worship by the sages and devotees.
Yeah, like that. So it's just which angle you're taking. But in any case, it doesn't work like that. You know, and high conjugal love, not even general hot conjugal love. Like that. Sakya Ras with Vatsala Rasa, 4856. O friend, embrace me with your long arms, powerful as door bolts. O Krishna, after smelling your head, I will play with you. Srila Prabhupada. Here's the following statement by a gopi. My dear Krishna, the first thing you should do is just embrace me with your strong arms. Then, my dear friend, I shall first smell your head, and then I shall enjoy with you. This is an example of incompatibility in which conjugal love is the whole and servitorship is the part. It just doesn't match. You know, and then the thing is it thrown in, has the vatsalya of smelling the head, like that, you know. So it's a problem. 4857. Vatsala rasa with dasya rasa. 4857. May my tongue rashly desire to address you as my son, whom the followers of Vedanta call the Param Brahma, and whom the followers of Pancharatra call Vasudeva. Srila Prabhupada. One devotee said, "My dear Krishna, how can I address you as my son when you are addressed by the great Vedantists as the absolute truth, and by the Vaishnavas who follow the principles of Narada Pancharatra as the Supreme Personality of Godhead? You are the same Supreme Person, so how shall my tongue be so extraordinarily bold as to address you as an ordinary son?" In this statement, there is a mixture of neutrality and parental love, and the result is incompatible. Right? You see, so this will happen in Dwarka. When Krishna does something amazing, then this mix comes up, and then they just go into dasya. You know? So, okay. Srila Jiva Goswami. Samasta Nigamaha literally means those who acquire knowledge of everything. However, Brahma Sutra 114 says, Tat tu samanvayata, because this Brahman is the ultimate conclusion of all scriptures. Thus, the phrase means those who acquire knowledge of the meaning of all scriptures. This refers to the Vedantists who study Brahma Sutras. Parameshwaram means Parabrahman. Sattvata means followers of the Pancharatra. Bhagavatam then means Vasudeva. Bhagavantam then means Vasudeva, the name of the Lord in the Pancharatric scriptures. Right? Because the Sattvata means that you're worshipping the Supreme Lord. Right? So the Sattvata Tantras then mean the techniques of worshipping the Supreme Lord. So Pancharatra is a Sattvata Tantra. Because Tantra means a ritual. Mantra means the mantra. Tantra means the ritual. So they go together. Right? So those tantras that are on Vishnu, like that, then those are the Pancharatras. Something like that. 4858. Madhura Rasa with Shanta Rasa. Messenger, the splendors of newly blooming youth are fickle like the play of lightning. Footnote 30. This is the Shanta Ras aspect. Therefore, please arrange for Madhava to enjoy with me. Right? Because it appears, because you're saying the path of conjugal rasa is crooked. So here they're using that aspect, but they're saying, but they're using the fickle in this, and the way it's coming out, it's like Shanta.
Tapasvi Shanta Bhaktas use that. Among the Shanta Bhaktas, the Tapasvi ones to describe that.
Okay. Srila Prabhupada, another devotee said, "My dear friend, my youthful beauty is as temporary as lightning in the sky, and therefore my possessing attractive bodily features is unimportant. I have never met Krishna, so I request you to please arrange for my meeting him immediately." In this statement, there is the incompatibility of a neutral mellow mixed with conjugal love. Right? Because they haven't got to that place. One may desire to go to that position. Like we say, the sages at Dandakaranya, then seeing Ramachandra, then they wanted to move into that direction. But they didn't interact with him in that way. They asked that he accept them in that position, and he says he will in as Krishna, because as Ramachandra, he only accepts one wife. Okay? Madhura Rasa with Vatsala, 4859. A desirous woman living in Kailash said, "May you live long," and then embrace Krishna with pleasure. Srila Prabhupada, a lusty woman in Kailash once told Krishna, "My dear Krishna, may you have a long life." Then after saying this, she embraced Krishna. This is an example of incompatibility resulting from a mixture of parental love and conjugal love. Srila Jiva Goswami, this case is imaginary, just for giving an example. Other examples should be understood to be similar. Right? So he's just taken and made these kind of examples like that, because otherwise they wouldn't be happening. 4860. If Vatsala Rasa somehow or other contacts even a particle of Madhura Rasa, as in the previous example, it becomes most distasteful. Srila Prabhupada, the purport of the above analysis is to show that in the mixture of various mellows, or reciprocations of ecstatic love between Krishna and the devotees, if the result is not pure, there will be incompatibility. According to the opinion of stalwart devotees like Rupa Goswami, as soon as there are contradictory feelings, the result is incompatible. Right? So this is not like vyabhicharis, which we can say are opposing elements, because only certain vyabhicharis go with a particular rasa. Means they're compatible with that rasa, but being a vyabhichari means that they're not necessarily what the taste is going on right now. But they can come in. You know, like the gopis being anxious to meet Krishna, but at the same time being shy. Those are opposing, but they match. So, yeah. So this is just, they don't go together. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? You know, just like, you know how sometimes they have one of these exotic drinks they put together with all, you know, put it in the coconut or this or that, and have a little, you know, something to stir. It's all made to look really nice and that, but if you notice there's something sticking up, so you grab it to go to stir, and as you pull it up, you notice it's a Corella. You know, it just doesn't match, you know. Or it's a pen, you know. You know, if it's one of those Mont Blanc pens you've been looking for, then that's okay. Then you just kind of take it out, dry it off, put it in your pocket, right? You know what I'm saying?
So in Ayurveda, when it says, like, if you mix both of them, it becomes like poison.
Yes, they don't mix. Yeah, just like honey and ghee. They're both nectar. But if they're mixed in a wrong proportion, then they're poison. So always these things are there, is that it has to be something you can start with, and it has to be the correct proportions. So even they're saying mixing, they're not getting into the detail of the volume of it and everything. So that means these are things that someone who appreciates, they can appreciate. Other than that, all it is a recipe. You don't know how to cook, and it just says, you know, one, half a teaspoon of salt, one teaspoon of this, quarter teaspoon of that, you know, tablespoon of this, half a cup of that. You just know that this is the portion. But those who know taste, then they can discuss what happens when you adjust the proportion of what's wrong and stuff like that. Does that make sense? And it's just like halva, two parts, one part grain, the suji, two parts liquid. And that'll make halva, right? But I've seen people put four parts liquid because they know what they're doing. And it comes out very far out. Prabhupada really appreciated one devotee, how he'd make halva. You know, so you get all these things because they can tell how you can mix and all that. So we're just being shown what recipes are there. And so, and that is just a general thing. You know, it's just kind of general ingredients. We're not getting into detail and proportions. You know, enough to know that this is prominent, so it's called like that. Right? Does that make sense? Like, let's say we take... water is there a lot, then there's the lemon, and then there's enough sugar to just, you know, bring up the sweetness. So we'll call it a lemon juice. Right? Now let's say we make the sugar prominent, we reduce the water, and we might put the same, you know, and then put the same amount of lemon. And then cook that together. Then we'll get a hard candy, like one of these ones you suck on, but it'll be a lemon flavor. You know what I'm saying? So if you know what you're doing, you can make different things. But if you don't, then they just don't go together. That makes sense? Yeah. You know, or it's a shoelace, and you go, what's this shoelace? It's a dope, but it's off of Nike shoes. Come on, you know? Like that. Yeah, that, oh, okay, so, sorry. I thought it was Adidas, you know, sorry. So, okay. More made up, right? Yes. Four, 861. Madhura rasa and bibatsa. Bibatsa is ghastliness. Yeah. O dark limbed lover, because of my body of blood and flesh, I am not suitable for you. Mercifully accept me, since I have been pierced by the arrow of your glance. Yeah, so it's just, you know, it starts off weird, gets weirder, you know, like that. Srila Prabhupada, once an ordinary female devotee addressed Krishna, my dear boy, I know that my body is just a composition of flesh and blood and can never be enjoyable to you. But still, I have been attracted by your beauty, that I wish that you accept me as your conjugal lover. In this statement, there is incompatibility caused by a mixture of ghastliness and conjugal love and devotional service. Yeah. Yeah. So it just doesn't mix, you know. But if it said, yeah, does that make sense? Yeah. If that bibatsa, the ghastliness, and therefore I want to surrender to you and become your devotee, and that following in the footsteps of your devotees in this, and then come to the position to be able to serve, then that matches, because then that's the shanta and the ghastliness. Those two can go together. So that's why we don't project all this rasa stuff, because it's a good chance it will always be incompatible. Yeah. So, yes.
Also, by reading the Vaishnava songs and all, it will be very clear that how, what is the mood, how it should be.
Yeah. And you see, as they go up through stages and other things, you know, and then they bring it to what's the actual, you know, that surrender. But they'll start at, you know, how unfortunate they are. So and many times they start because what's it? Yeah, huh?
Dainya-bodhika?
Yeah, Dainya-bodhika. It'll have that aspect of this, the bibatsa. Is that, you know, I'm so fallen, I'm so foolish, you know, like this and then like this. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki.